If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Gotcha covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you on this Tuesday to talk some football. And sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit, but hopefully the raspiness just enhances the podcast a little bit. We still got football to talk, man. So nothing holding me back is going to stop this podcast. That's just the way it goes. And today's a fun one. You know, the offseason is so short for football, thank God. It's not short enough. I wish it was shorter. But it gives you time, or at least gives me time, to jump back and do all my kind of roster projections and kind of see who's going to make the team. That's where you got to start with. Then you go through and you go for game by game, okay? Like, what's going to be the split? What are the offensive numbers? What are the defensive numbers? All those things. So that's what I'm currently working through. And as I go through all this research and projections and all that stuff, here's what I'm looking for. It is to kind of get a grasp of the past with the personnel of the present and the coaching changes and all the kind of whatever looking forward. It's difficult. You got to be a little bit of a fortune teller sometimes. But as we start this process, let's do this. Let's go through this. Also do want to say, yeah, shout out hashtag CC. We got a giveaway today. I'm going to be giving away a t-shirt. I've got my Beat by Trey. Let's see here. T-shirt, and we have a t-shirt site. Like, I don't know if people know that. Here's a quick look at it. If you're on YouTube, we've got all kinds of stuff. So one of the hashtag CC winners today, you are going to be get your pick t-shirt from the site, and we'll put that up there. So get your hashtag CCs in there, and we'll be giving that away soon. Today, episode today, so live CC giveaway today. Appreciate all of the support. So here we go. We're doing our 53-man roster projection before training camp. We'll do a whole nother one at the end of training camp once we, you know, obviously injuries and all that stuff. And, man, we had some movement today. Nate Gary, who was a linebacker, actually had making the roster. They waived him. Apparently, he was not recovering from his Achilles injury like the 49ers had hoped. Didn't look like he was going to have an opportunity to play, so they just moved on from him. But, my rankings will reflect that we have here. Now, what we're going to be sharing, how many players they kept last year on the 2020 roster for each position group. You only get to keep 53. And then 16 practice squad players. So I've got who's in, who's out, practice squad, all that, and we'll get through as much as we can today, and we'll kind of see what that looks like. So, quarterback, I think this is pretty easy, at least the first two. Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance, they're in no matter what. Those two guys, you know, maybe a trade takes place or whatever, but I think the time for that has come and gone. That time is gone, unless an injury takes place somewhere else. Now, the QB3 spot, which I think is interesting, I have Josh Rosen winning that race, and it might be one of the toughest spots to fill between Josh Rosen and Nate Sudfeld. Now, they paid Sudfeld a lot of money, and so worst case scenario, they basically guaranteed he'll be on the practice squad. Like, that's how much guarantee money that he got for the year was. Look, if he's 17 weeks on the practice squad, they said, look, guaranteed, worst case scenario, you're going to be on the practice squad. So I got Jimmy G, Trey Lance, and Josh Rosen being that number three quarterback. Now, and let me say this. That number three quarterback spot is huge, not so much for this year, not so much for, you know, 2021, but they're fighting for the long-term backup spot. And it's not indicative. Like, let's say Nate Sudfeld wins the QB3 spot this year. Don't count out Josh Rosen next year. Like, this is going to be a continuation battle for a year plus, on who's going to be that guy. So that's there. Let's go real quick to our sponsor, BetOnline. So excited to announce our new sponsor. This is a big one, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is one of my favorite betting sites. And here's the thing that separates it from everything else. In the offseason, they have so much NFL to bet on. It's an absolute blast. So head over there. Use promo code 49ersRush, all caps, one word, 49ersRush. Again, 49ersRush as your promo code. And what that's going to get you is they're going to match 50% of your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, rollovers apply on the bonus money. If you're not sure how that works, you can check out that out on the site. But you can open an account for as little as $25. Again, please use our promo code, helps the podcast. But you could bet on NFL futures, over win totals for each team. They have the 49ers set at 10 wins currently, by the way. So if you're one of the people that thinks the 49ers are going to get 11 or more wins, go over there and make that bet. There's no reason not to. Coach of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't, as well as some of the game of the year spread. So, for example, if you want to bet the 49ers versus Tennessee Titans, that's up on there right now with the spread and all those things. There's so much to bet there. So, we're going to be doing some betting specials here. By the way, I'm taking the over on 49ers getting 10 or more wins. I think they're definitely going to get to 11 wins. So head over there, support the podcast, bet with us, make some money. We did really, really well last year. Again, that's betonline.ag. And make sure you use promo code 49ersRush, all capital, one word, to help support the podcast. All right. Seeing some people jump around in the chat. I love it. What's up, Delta? Hopefully you're staying safe out there, man. Awesome dude right there. So let's jump now to the running back position. Now, last year, the 49ers kept five, and you got to throw Kyle Juszczyk in there. So it's four, but you've got a fullback. So I think there are four locks. I really, really do. Raheem Mostert, Trey Sermon, Kyle Juszczyk, and Elijah Mitchell. And that dude's going to get a shot. You know, they spent that, you know, sixth round choice on him. He's going to play. So it comes down to two studs that I think initially the 49ers were hoping both these guys would make the roster, and that's Wayne Gallman and Jamichael Hasty. Who's going to be the odd one out? Now, I think Wayne Gallman, he's a bubble player, but I have him making the roster, which is going to push Jamichael Hasty to the practice squad. Now, there is a very strong chance he does not clear waivers and comes back to us. I'm with you, Tanner. I'm a Jamichael Hasty guy. But Wayne Gallman is just such a good backup. I mean, he's done it. You look at what he did last year on a very bad Giants team when Saquon went out. Like, he's a hell of a player. So the five I have making it, Mostert, Sermon, Juszczyk, Mitchell, and then Wayne Gallman's get that last spot. Hopefully you get Jamichael Hasty on the practice squad and he clears. Also, keep in mind Jeff Wilson Jr., right? Like, he's going to be a pup player. So he's going to be out probably 6 to 8 weeks of the season. We'll have to see how he responds from that meniscus and all that kind of stuff. But he's going to provide some second half of the season relief at the running back position, which is huge. Let's go probably the most difficult position to project, the wide receiver. Last year we kept six. Now, of the six wide receivers we kept last year, three are gone. Trent Taylor, KB, and Pettis. They're gone. They're not there anymore. So it's going to be a brand new wide receiver room. Now, the Locks, Debo, Ayuk, Richie James, and I'm including Trent Sherfield as a lock. Now, the position he plays is wide receiver, but he's going to be wide receiver six. So why do I have him as a lock? Well, he got paid so much. Two, he's special teams. It's special team stud on top of that. So that's where he's going to be. So those are four guys. That means there's two bubble players, and you've got about seven guys fighting for those last two spots. Now, everybody wants it to be, including me and the coaching staff and the front office. Everybody wants this to be Jalen Hurd. I have him making it. Now, is he going to be healthy enough to, you know, come out in training camp and establish that position? Or is he a guy that's going to start on the pup? Like, what's that look like? But I have Jalen Hurd and Mohamed Sanu. Those are the last two in at the wide receiver spot. The out players, Travis Benjamin, Juwan Jennings, River Craycraft, Kevin White, Benny Fowler. Like, none of those guys, how do I say this? None of those guys are like all-stars, but they're all pretty damn good players. And this is a big reason why, and Austin Watkins Jr., got to include him there as well. I do not have him making the roster, but I do have him on the practice squad. I have Juwan Jennings and Austin Watkins Jr. as my two practice squad guys. At least that's who they're hoping clear. And again, if you don't make the initial 53, then you're waived, and all 31 other teams have the opportunity to pick you up and put them on their 53-man roster. Then they have to cut somebody else. Now, if that doesn't happen, then you can sign them back to the practice squad. Very similar to kind of like a undrafted free agent process where they can go wherever they want to. They don't have to come back. They get to choose. So, but again, back to this idea. I mean, there's some studs that you're cutting there. Travis Benjamin, Juwan Jennings, River Craycraft, Kevin White, Penny Fowler. Like, they've all played. Juwan Jennings hasn't. But Craycraft, like, that dude started for us a game last year. Kyle Shanahan loves him. And so what's that going to look like there? I don't know. But again, the six that I have, Debo Ayuk, Richie James, Trent Sherfield, Jalen Hurd, and Mohamed Sanu, get some of that veteran presence with all these younger wide receivers. Debo's kind of like the vet there, and he's only been here for, this will be his third year. So there's not a big veteran presence that is, you know, taking place. I love Juwan Jennings. I think he's awesome. But do you put him in over Sanu? If he's that good, that'd be great. But again, I'm not sure that's where he's going to be. Now, the question I'm seeing in here, Tanner, what's up, brother? Excuse me. What do you think of N'Keal Harry? Well, N'Keal Harry's awesome. If you go back to his college tape, remember, our entire front office, Shanahan and Lynch, they found Brandon Ayuk when they were scouting N'Keal Harry the previous year. And a lot of rumors out there, basically, they were saying they were going to take N'Keal Harry instead of Debo, that they were higher on him. Now, he came into the NFL, injuries. He has not been good. He has like 40 catches in like 3 years. Just, he's buried on the depth chart. Would I want him on this team? Yes. Now, you've got to compensate for his salary because he was a first-round pick. So, he's due $1.4 million this year if you traded for him. And I think a very similar number next year. So he's still got 2 years on his deal. That's not that expensive for a wide receiver. But who's he going to beat out? Mohamed Sanu? Yeah, maybe. He's an outside guy. He's not a slot kind of big Jalen Hurd guy. That's not what he is. So I like him, but I don't want to give up much for him. Like, I'm talking like swap day three picks. Like, one of those, like, okay, we'll give you a sixth. We'll take, we'll take him, Harry, N'Keal Harry, and a fifth, right? So, like, I'm not even willing to give up a draft choice for him. Like, I'll fall back a little bit, but that's about it. Or we trade a bubble player that we don't think is going to make it somebody like a Jamichael Hasty, which again, I don't really want to do that, but I don't have him making this roster. So, you know, we're loaded at some of these positions. So help him out there. Do that there. So anyway, let's go to our giveaway, baby. Let's do our t-shirt giveaway to one of our lucky CC members, Andrew Thorpe. What is up, my friend? Go ahead and reach out to me on Twitter at JL_Chapman. You can email me 49ersRushPodcast at gmail.com. And again, this website that you're seeing here, it's in the comments. So in the description of this video, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see t-shirts and more. Click that link. I want you to pick a t-shirt. Tell me your size, all that stuff, and I'll get it sent out to you. I'll get that ordered for you. Compliments. Just appreciate you supporting the show. And for all you other ones, man, go get some 49ers Rush gear. Support the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Shout out to Dale from Eat Sleep Fantasy for setting that up. All right, let's go tight ends. Last year, we kept four tight ends. This year, I think it's only going to be three. You know, maybe we'll do four. Maybe they'll bring somebody else in. You know, they flirted with a couple, you know, Delaney Walker and stuff like that. They like to keep four, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens there. But there's three locks. Kittle, Dwelly, Warner. Those guys are in. The players I have out, Josh Peterson and Mecole Pruitt. I know a lot of people like Pruitt because of his blocking. Josh Peterson is Coach Peterson's son, you know, who won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. So I think both those tight ends get brought back to the practice squad. Again, you got 16 practice squads. So that's a lot of people there. So that's what I have there. Let's go O-line. Let's look at this one real quick. And before we do, I do got to mention, again, Fantrax. This is awesome. Man, come play some fantasy football with us. Here are the details. All right, fantasy football peeps, do we have something for you? Fantrax is putting together a tournament for 49ers Rush Podcast and Eat Sleep Fantasy. We're kind of partnering to put this together. It's completely free. You're going to play in a best ball tournament against me and the staff at Eat Sleep Fantasy. And if you beat any of us, you get a ticket for each one of us that you beat. Now, here's how best ball works. Again, completely free. Doesn't cost you a penny. All you're going to do is you will get a salary, $300, to build your 18-person roster, your quarterbacks, wide receivers, whatever else. Each week, the computer puts your best players in the lineup after the week. So you draft, and you're done for the year. This is easy. No time commitment, no money. This is an awesome way to build a community and to see if you can beat me, which I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty good at this stuff, so we'll see what happens. But I'm rooting on you. So head to fantrax.com/ESF, and here's what you win. If you beat me or any of the staff over there, you get a raffle ticket, and listen to this prize list. Autographed Joe Montana jersey, autographed Willie McGinnis, autographed DJ Moore, autographed Keenan Allen jersey, autographed Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, all courtesy of our partners over at Fantrax. This is an absolute blast and a win-win. Cost nothing. All you do is go to fantrax.com/ESF or follow the link in this video, and that's it. Set up your account for free, set your lineup, and you're done. We'll keep pace and see track this throughout the year. It'll be a lot of fun. So go over there, check it out, fantrax.com/ESF. If you have any questions, as always, please don't hesitate to reach out. All right. So as we get into the O-line, I see this. Are you sick or something? You sound a little sick. I'm not sick. I just lost my voice. So yeah, my voice is completely like crashed. But I'm trying to power through this because, man, I believe in routine and I believe in consistency. And, man, we record on Tuesdays here with the 49ers Rush Podcast. So I apologize for the voice, but I feel amazing. It's great to be with everybody. And, yeah, maybe the old sexy Chapman voice will be back next episode. And also, do want to put out there, you know, we do a bonus episode about every other week, and that's available on Patreon. So if you want that extra, if you're looking for more 49ers content, 49ers Rush Podcast, that's available at patreon.com. You get access to that. All tiers qualify for that. So, offensive tackle. Last year, the 49ers kept four. But I don't think they're going to do that this year because we have more, I don't know, utility players on the offensive line. So, I only have them keeping three tackles, offensive tackles. Trent Williams, Mike McGlinchey, they're locks. They're in. And again, I'm sticking with this. I think Colton McKivitz is going to win that swing tackle position. You know, he played guard last year, didn't excel. You draft Aaron Banks, kick him back out to his natural position. You know, he's a left tackle at West Virginia. So I think he's going to win that. Sean Coleman, I think he's going to be the guy that, you know, unfortunately doesn't make it. But again, now with the new rules, you can sign anybody to the practice squad. So he could be a veteran on there. And on top of that, another reason why I have us only keeping three, we have the international exemption with Alfredo Gutierrez. And he doesn't count against the 53. He's an exempted player. So, and then obviously IR, Justin School, you know, he had the injury, the ACL. He's going to be out for the season. Now, interior, we kept five last year. I have us, you know, keeping five again this year. And so, you know, you look at it, these are the locks. Alex Mack, Lakin Tomlinson, Aaron Banks, Daniel Brunskill, Jalen Moore. Those guys are locks. And if you want to count Daniel Brunskill as a tackle, you could do that just fine. Like, he could play all five spots on the offensive line. In fact, he has. So, you know, if you want to mess with any of those numbers. Now, here's the thing. That's five studs. Jalen Moore is making this roster. He could be a tackle as well. He took snaps during OTAs, or I guess minicamp, at tackle as well. So you've got guys that are there that are just, that's locks. And then you look at the guys that are, I don't have making it, Tom Compton, Dakota Shepley, Isaiah Williams, Sinio Kelemete, Corbin Kafusi. Like, you've got guys, Tom Compton's played a lot in the NFL, but obviously he showed, you know, he wasn't starting caliber player, but he's a good backup. He's a decent backup. The two guys that have making the practice squad are Dakota Shepley and Jake Brendel. And I think the interior offensive line, I think that's kind of solidified. Those five guys are in, and that's pretty much going to be it. So when we look at the offense, like, there's not a lot of bubble players. Running backs got some spots. The quarterback, three spots wide open. Wide receivers, where it's at. I think tight ends are a lock. The wide receivers, where is that going to be? What's that going to look like? Because, again, man, there's so many guys fighting for two spots. You've got your four locks, but, man, there's seven dudes fighting for those spots. And I saw Delta. What do you think it would cost to get N'Keal Harry? Again, what it would cost and what I'm willing to do are always two different things. I'm okay for a late draft pick swap. Like, I'm not even, I wouldn't send a fifth, or I wouldn't even send a sixth out for him. I wouldn't do that. What I would do is send a fifth and get N'Keal Harry and a sixth back, or N'Keal Harry and a seventh back, something along those lines. Now, if they want just a seventh for him, I'd be okay with that, just because it's so hard to make this roster. And so that's what I would be okay with. Or, you know, sending somebody that we're, you know, not going to be keeping. Or, like, again, like Josh Rosen or Nate Sudfeld. Not saying that they're looking for one of those quarterbacks. But, you know, if we have two guys that are close, right? I have Josh Rosen winning that spot, that quarterback three spot, which we might not even keep three quarterbacks. We might just keep two. But because of, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo might not be here long term, I think we do keep three quarterbacks. I really, really do. Because you're training one of these guys to be your long-term backup. Now, things could change, obviously. But, yeah, let's say, for example, New England wanted a backup quarterback. Send them one of Josh Rosen or Nate Sudfeld, and then that's fine. So a player swap, cool. Draft pick swap, cool. I am not up for parting with, like, a, you know, a fourth-round draft choice for this guy. It's just not what I want. What's up, Brian? Glad to be with you, man, today. So that's the offense. Now, my goal, I'm going to be really honest and upfront. My goal was, like, all right, I'm going to power through and do the whole 53-man roster projection. But, man, my voice is not holding up. So I'm glad I got some content out. But don't worry, I'll be getting the defense out in the next episode, and we'll be going over that shortly. We got some time. But, man, I just wanted to make sure I got some content out today just because, man, consistency is everything. And so just want to say thank you. And again, shout out to T-shirt winner Andrew, I think it was, right? Andrew Thorpe. Make sure you reach out to me, and I'll get that T-shirt in the mail. You guys are incredible. Appreciate you bearing with my voice. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWYN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWYN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.